This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered truth about the Holy Spirit based on an impact statement in Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." As God, the Holy Spirit has identical attributes to God the Father and God the Son. He also has personality just like the other two persons of the Godhead. We saw that He is love. He is also light. By inspiring holy men of old to prophesy concerning Jesus Christ in the gospel, Peter says in his second epistle 1:19, "We have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." It's the Holy Spirit who enlightens those who read and hear the Bible so that they understand and believe, according to 1 Corinthians 2:9 through 16. He is also the one who enables believers to make this message known to others. Acts 1:8 says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." He is also omnipotent. He was involved in creation as seen in Genesis 1:2. He has the power to transform individuals who trust in Jesus Christ, no matter how sinful and rebellious they have been. Paul and Peter are two prime examples in the New Testament. He was given, and anyone who believes in Jesus receives the Holy Spirit. In our hurried lifestyles, it's wise to stop, be still, and get to know God, the Holy Spirit.